WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Because honestly, who couldn't use a little more chill? Today, we're tackling something that trips us all up. Managing expectations. Ever felt like life was playing some cosmic joke on you, when everything seems to go opposite of what you thought it would? You know that feeling when you meticulously plan your day and then bam. Your morning coffee spills, your Zoom call freezes, and the dog decides to shred your favorite throw pillow? Yeah, I've been there. But Stoics have a secret weapon, managing expectations like a boss. Now, this doesn't mean becoming some emotionless robot who walks around with a stoic mask. It's about recognizing that we can't control everything, the weather, other people's actions, even our own bodies sometimes. But what we can control is how we react to these things. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that'll help you become a master expectation manager. First off, focus on what's in your control. Think of it like this. You can choose to freak out when the traffic light turns red, or you can use that time to catch up on a podcast. Boom. Instant Zen moment. Focus your energy on the things you can influence, your attitude, your actions, your responses. Second, practice mindfulness. Seriously, it's not just a trendy buzzword. Being present in the moment helps us detach from those future-fearing worries about what-ifs and anxieties about past events. When we're truly present, we can savor the good stuff and handle the bad with more grace. Third, let go of rigid expectations. Life isn't a neat little spreadsheet, you know? Unexpected things happen. That's just part of the journey. Instead of clinging to an image of how things should be, embrace the fluidity of life. Be open to detours and unexpected turns. They might lead to something amazing. Fourth, embrace discomfort. Stoics understood that sometimes, facing challenges head-on is the best way to grow. Stepping outside your comfort zone, even in small ways, can build resilience and help you see things from a new perspective. Think of it like this. If every obstacle felt like a walk in the park, would you really feel the satisfaction of conquering it? And finally, remember that happiness comes from within. It's not dependent on external factors, a promotion, a perfect relationship, or even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Okay, maybe that one matters. True contentment stems from our inner state, our choices, and how we choose to view the world. So let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation. You've put in the work, practiced diligently, and feel confident. But then, just as you're about to start, your laptop decides to take an unexpected nap. Blue screen of death, anyone? Now, imagine two scenarios. Scenario 1. You freak out. You panic, blame everything and everyone, and end up sweating buckets, stammering through a rushed, half-hearted presentation. Not ideal, right? Scenario 2. You take a deep breath. You remember that you can't control the laptop's meltdown, but you can control your reaction. You calmly troubleshoot, improvise with a whiteboard and pen, and deliver a captivating presentation based on pure charisma and wit. The audience loves it. Who wouldn't want to be in scenario 2? See what I mean? Stoic principles aren't about suppressing emotions. They're about managing them. By focusing on what we can control, letting go of rigid expectations, and embracing the unexpected, we can navigate life's curveballs with grace and even find opportunities for growth along the way. So, take a moment right now to think about those expectations you might be holding onto. Maybe it's about work, relationships, or even your morning commute. How can you adjust them? What can you let go of? Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. And sometimes, the greatest adventures happen when we least expect them. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. And if you have any questions or want to discuss today's topic further, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, keep detaching and staying unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.